बंधक ज्ञान, अविधेय ज्ञान एंड प्रयोजन ज्ञान इन द हार्ट ऑफ बी। सो चैतन्य महाप्रभु और कृष्ण इज बेदनम, दैट इज हियर क्या गुरु चैत्य गुरु इज ऑल्सो एंड दिस श्लोक हैज बीन टोल्ड देयर एज ए दिस गुरु चैत्य गुरु। वैभवं च मे, कृष्ण इज माई वैभव, सो दिस महाप्रसाद इज ऑल्सो माई वैभव। वैभव मीन्स
expansion.
Separate form.
No,
the
original. Vaibhav here means anything, wealth, reputation and all these things. Vaibhav. So he is my wealth. Jeevanam cha me, jeevitam cha me. He is my life. And jeevitam cha me, jeevitam means without prasad I will not be. Or without Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will not remain. Daivatam cha me na param cha. Oh, you are my daiva. Mane, Ishtadev and everything you are. So prasad is also like this. Na param. There is nothing beside you. For Krishna. So prasad is everything for him. And if Krishna is take, then it is Mahaprasad. So Srimati Radhika takes only Mahaprasad of Krishna, remnants of Krishna. Nothing she takes besides. If you give him anything, she will not take. She will give it to Krishna, and if Krishna will take, then she will take. Plus today, any question?
I had a question from yesterday, from last time we met as a group. You were explaining about feelings of separation from Krishna, and that actually when Krishna is away, appears to be away from Vrindavan, the residents of Vrindavan feel his presence even more strongly than when he is there. And when he is there together with Radharani, she sometimes feels that he's not there, he will go away. So my question is, when Krishna appears to be away from Vrindavan, why are the residents of Vrindavan described as so unhappy, almost dead, lying down, full of pain? They do not. The simple answer I would give is, oh, that is not pain, it is a kind of ecstasy. But if they are actually, but it is hard to understand why they appear to be so unhappy, if he is actually there.
Actually, they are not happy. Sometimes as a anubhav, Sanchari bhav, meeting of Krishna, they think. Understand?
Sometimes.
They feel like that Krishna has met me. But always they remember and remember Krishna. Past times, everything. For Sadhak ji, it is so Anukul, so favorable to remember all these things. Because you have not seen Krishna. Only Bepralamba Bhav we can take. We have no Purva Brahm. No? And after Purva Brahm, no meeting with Krishna. So we can think only of Purva Brahm of gopis and separation of gopis. Only we can understand. But there was so separation bhav, viraha bhava in gopis, when Krishna went to Mathura, it is certainly. But Krishna thought that if I am here, they will be more unhappy. It is only for gopis, not for any sadhaka. What really happens there, we cannot see. But short of there is so dukkha, unhappiness there. Mathur Bira, this is called Mathur Bira. We are not testing this. Otherwise they will be so much, it will be so much painful for us. Now you are laughing, you are taking food and you are doing everything. And you are hearing these pastimes also, but no real effect. Because our heart does not simulate with gopis in the same standard as gopis. Tadatma bhava. If there is a very little tadatma, even we can realize this. I could not answer lack of Englishman.
No, I think you answered very well, that it is inconceivable for me to understand now that apparent unhappiness that they feel, but they do feel it.
Doing bhajan and bhajan, after some time we may realize all these things gradually.
In Bombay, you were explaining what the definition of the Pralamba Bhav was, and you explain that in that separation, Krishna is actually in that. He actually comes in that. So it's meeting Krishna while being separated.
But gopis are telling that we admit that Krishna comes and we see Krishna and we don't unbelieve.
Disbelieve.
Disbelieve. Krishna, all body. But it is like a person who is going in a forest and it is Amavasya Ratri. Amavasya Ratri, you know?
The night of the dark moon.
Dark moon. Fully dark. And there is raining. There are so much clouds. Dark moon plus clouds. And in jungle, forest, dense forest, how should be that? So thick andhakar, darkness, raining also, and thunderbolt is seen, and if a thunderbolt is seen and it hides again,
goes away,
disappears.
Yeah.
It is very difficult to see anything. If there is no thunderbolt is there, then they can go anyhow searching here and there. But if there is electricity comes and goes, then eyes are
blinded.
And we cannot see. So gopis are telling, just you are telling that I am come to Vrindavan, I come to Vrindavan often and miss you. But it is like that thunderbolt is seen. So everything is puzzled. And we cannot see. Understand my bhav?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was better that you should not come. It makes us so sorry and so puzzling and so kashtadayak, miserable, painful. So you should not come.
It's very heavy.
When our day will come, that when we will realize this actually in our heart and become some what as the dust of gopis. This is called bhakti. If a little separation mood comes anyhow, then everything will come out. Tears, romancha, kampa, asru, sanchari, vyabhichari, everything will come. If we realize somewhat a little bit of separation. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates.
He Radhe Vajadevi ke chalilite he nanda sunu puta Sri Govardhan kalpapada patale kalindi ganne kuta Ghoshantavit sabatau khedai mahabhivalo Vande rupsanatalo rujivasi jivato.
Like this. When, by the grace of mercy of Giriraj Maharaj
and Guru,
is kind of,
today bus
stop.